Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, January 23rd, 2026. 10 minutes past the hour, and we thank everybody out there in the vast listening audience this morning.
Yes.
Vast, though it may be. All right, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Well, we were talking about the mayor and financial chairs comments on Miranda McGinnis leaving office. I guess we found the mayor's comment. Well, was that a nice comment to make?
Well, I mean, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, you know, they were the whole goal of the city charter was, in theory, to make the treasurer and auditor administrative positions. That way they can be hired and fired as opposed to elected. And, you know, they've been blaming Miranda for the bulk of it, so I think that, you know, it follows suit.
Well, I guess as the caller said, everything will be fixed now.
In theory, that's the
city should
I
be humming.
Yep.
City should be humming.
Give it a couple weeks, we'll be back to normal.
Well, and there you go. And I don't know, two auditors, two resignations, we'll see. But I guess this one's all on the mayor to pick because she was an independent candidate.
Well, I'm interested to see who ends up being auditor.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Now, you've toyed around with the idea of running for office.
Yeah.
Why?
I just don't think that, I don't know, I'm just not very happy with the way politics has been handled in the time I've been keeping up with politics heavily. I don't think that the people in office are doing what they're supposed to be doing for the people who put them in office. I mean, like, for instance, in Ohio, you know, we passed abortion and enshrined it into the Constitution, and then almost immediately the House and Senate Republicans in, you know, Ohio started.
Here we go. We got the quotes now. We got the quotes now.
Cool.
All right. Collins wasn't surprised to get a resignation letter. At least we can move forward now and start getting a plan together, Collins said, and try to fix what's been broke for a while. Okay. Collins and Twyla Lang, Finance Committee Chair, maintain the administration has tried to aid McGinnis in addressing the problems that the city faces. The administration has been more than supportive, Lang said, to offer solutions and give her help and bring people in, all of which she refused. Okay. Let's see here. We'll go down a little further. Sean Barr, First Ward, who along with Lang submitted an affidavit to the Ohio Auditor of State to have McGinnis removed, said he has no personal grievance with McGinnis. It's sad it had to come to this point, he said, and he believes the city can begin to move forward. I think she has done the best thing she could possibly do for the city, Lang said. Collins appointed Watts January 21st. The mayor has a list of candidates he believes could take up the auditor's office, but didn't share any names, saying he's in the planning stages. While he expects an adjustment period in the auditor's office, the communication between Watts and the city administration hasn't been an issue. Martin, this will be the second time he's been left in charge after the auditor has left, Collins said. He's capable of keeping things running while we work together with him to help him any way we can. We're going to provide the resources necessary. We're going to make it work. Watts isn't interested in serving as the auditor. I wonder why. Let's see here. The former deputy auditor believes he's capable of getting the tax documents out in time and expects to bring in outside contractors to address payroll issues and reconciliations. So, there's your quotes from the mayor. What do you think? And Twyla Lang and Sean Barr.
Well, I mean, there was a point in time where there was, you know, they...
By the way, caller, you heard all the quotes now. What do you think of the quotes from the mayor and First Ward City Councilman Sean Barr and Twyla Lang? Give us a call back,
740-383-9944. What was the question?
What'd you make of those quotes?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Well, I mean, there was a time frame in which Miranda had stated that she needed more help in her office, and I could be wrong, but I think it was Twyla Lang kind of just told her, tough luck, we don't have the money. And then, like, you know, not a few weeks later, it went 180, and they were like, oh, well, if you need help, then, you know, let us know, we'll do. But, I mean, they also took Chelsea out of the office. They changed ADP without Miranda's, without Miranda, I guess, being involved. It would seem to me that they certainly did not do the best they could to help her.
Well, I guess they seem to feel differently.
Well, it just seems that way.
You know, I don't know.
Oh, I think my favorite line, though, is that Martin Watts is not interested in becoming city auditor.
No.
I think that's
no,
funny. No.
Well, the mayor's got a list, but he's not sharing it.
Why?
He's in the planning stages.
Fair enough, I suppose.
So was he planning for a while? I mean, would start compiling a list? I mean, I guess I don't really understand that.
I mean, I was under the assumption that he probably already had somebody. I mean, he had somebody in mind, I thought, when Miranda was going to resign the first time, but then she didn't resign.
See, if you have no personal grievance, why do you act the way they've been acting?
Well, I think they even took a bit of a shot at her in the quotes there. She's already gone, and then, you know, this is the best thing she could have done for the city. Come on.
Well, you know. Again, it's childish behavior.
Come on. See, that's a bit rough. She resigned. There was no need for that.
I mean, all you need to say is what you're doing now.
Yep.
That's it.
Who you put there. And, yeah.
So, we're led to believe that all the city's problems over the last 2 years are not spending problems. They're the auditor's problems.
That's the way I am.
Okay. Well, there you go, I guess. And again, if anybody's got anything to say, feel free to give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. You know, it seems to me, I wonder if they email these quotes in.
They might. Unless, I mean... I don't know. I guess if you email for a comment, then that's what you get.
Well, I guess that's fine. My point is, Do you think they realize how badly they come off?
The council people?
Yeah. And the mayor.
I mean, probably not.
It seems to be that they don't quite understand PR. And that's shocking to me. After 2 years of being mayor, I would think he could handle himself.
Well, I mean, now I don't know how much PR the, you know, chief of police has to deal with and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, you know, he was chief of police for a while.
It always amazes me. It's fascinating, isn't it?
I think so.
So there you go. And again, if anybody's got anything to say about the auditor, anything more on the Ratliff trial? Apparently it's underway.
Well, I mean, I don't know any much about the trial, really. But, no, I mean, like I said earlier, I mean, I don't think really anybody involved in it's going to come out looking great. I mean, this, well, I mean, Ray Grogan's already kind of, I mean, he doesn't go out and about anymore, or at least I haven't seen him out and about. We used to see him at all the things we covered. We'd see him at city council meetings. We saw him at the solar.
Wonder why he's hiding out.
Well, apparently, I don't know. But I mean, yeah, I don't think it's great.
I don't think any of them can ever really go forward, no matter what the verdict ends up being.
No, probably not.
That became a 2-year ordeal that has done nothing but ruin reputations. And do we know anything yet, really?
No. I mean, there might be some public information court documents or something, but I haven't read any of them.
No, are we really going to learn anything with this trial? Is anything fantastically brilliant going to come from this?
What do you mean by fantastically brilliant?
I mean, just are we going to learn some big pearl of wisdom? Is something going to happen that's going to make this well worth all the time and effort and PR and press releases and Columbus media coverage that it ended up getting?
Well, I mean, at some point, the trial will be over. I figure that'll be somewhat of a story, the verdict of that. But I don't know. I mean, the verdict's kind of just like a pretty point-and-dry story, I think. But, so I think that, you know, that'll be something. And then also, is there not a lawsuit against, like, the prosecutor's office and some of
the
individuals in there?
I believe so.
So then that'll come up after the trial.
So there we are. Does anybody got any feelings on that? 740-383-9944. That's we're down to 12 now. 740-383-9944. Yes.
I thought you meant minutes. I was like, this show flew.
12 degrees as the temperature continues to fall and we continue to talk about the weather.
Isn't that nice?
I think it is. What did we talk about last week outside of the political world?
I don't know. I remember we talked about... really? I mean, the only thing I remember us talking about last week was politics. We talked about the gubernatorial race.
About the gubernatorial race.
Talked about the county commissioner's race.
Uh-huh.
Well, I mean, we talked about whether or not Jason was going to run for county commissioner.
Turns out he is.
Yep.
Turns out he is, so that'll be fascinating.
But I can't recall anything not politics. I'm sure there was something.
Oh, no, we talked about some things. I remember them, but I don't know if I'm going to go back into those things.
Well, if you do, then maybe I'll remember.
Oh, you'd remember if I said them.
Okay.
But I'm not sure I want to go back down that road today.
Maybe I just got my weeks mixed up or something, because, like, I don't know. I'm sure I know what you're talking about.
Well, you know.
I think so.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about.
I think so.
See, now you know. So it, yeah, forget that.
Okay.
I don't think that went over well. I'm sure it didn't.
Well, yeah.
Talking vague here. You have to be vague about stuff like that. Oh, the 250th anniversary of our country, Mary Ellen Withrow, was in the paper this week.
Yes.
Nice article.
I need to read it.
Now, the other three, again, January, we've only got a few days left here. When are they coming out?
Are they doing one a month?
I don't know. I didn't understand the list to begin with. I really don't understand what's going on there.
Well, I thought it was going to be like one a week, but then there wasn't one.
The dancing thing at the Women's Club is coming up. I think that comes up February sometime.
Well, that'll be nice.
Yeah, I think that'll be good. It's a fun event. People seem to enjoy it.
Well, I think people like that kind of thing. Like,
and I believe the chief of police. Thing. Oh, yeah. And I believe the chief of police is dancing this year.
Oh, that's nice. Get to see McDonald up there dancing around.
I'm sure. People always say it's for charity.
Well, I'm not, you know, that's good, yeah.
You know, do what you can do for charity.
Yeah.
I think that's nice, the Women's Club. Being the beneficial charity.
I think there should be more charity work done. Not enough charity.
You know, I've said before, I was inspired by the Boy Meets World Dancing with the Stars last year.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, I'm not saying I would do it. And again, I've never been asked. I'm not saying that I would do it, but if somebody asked, I would consider it.
I think you'd probably still say no.
I probably would. I probably would still say no. Because I don't think that's a win situation anywhere.
I don't dance. That's not a me thing.
No. But, I think I'd be a good judge.
I don't know anything about dancing. How am I going to judge
dancing? No. Well, because I think you can judge the look of it. You know, all the other people can judge actually good dancing.
I don't know. Dancing looks about like dancing to me.
Oh, no. When I see somebody dance, oh, that looked good or that didn't look good. I did that night when Carrington and I went. We sat there and judged it, and I told you who. And I picked the winners, so there you go. Yeah, so I've got some qualifications here.
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
I don't know that they would ever ask me to do that, though. Even though they have been nice and invited me to a lot of things. And I think I'm on their news list or newsletter or something now. But I think they... there are people involved in that I think would not enjoy it.
Would not enjoy you being a judge?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. People have weird personalities.
You're going to, like, judge them personally?
Well, I mean, I judged the host, you know, not too long ago, and I don't think I didn't hear anything, but they probably didn't like that.
Well, I don't remember that.
I just said their jokes were a little corny.
Oh, yes, I do remember.
You know, definitely pre-planned.
Yeah, scripted.
Yeah, it's not very off the cuff. Not that they're bad people. It's just not a hip-happening show.
Well, what would it's you do to make it a hip-happening show?
Well, you have to take away the script, and you've got to make it...
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's always helpful, I guess.
Yeah, and you've got to... That way you can see mistakes happen, because that's really... People like the bloopers.
I don't think the...
Like, this show's not planned. It's clear.
I don't think that they want you to point out the bloopers.
No, but people can laugh at that. It makes it more fun. All this scripted baloney... I mean, you talk about some corny jokes. I mean, it is... It reminds me of Hee Haw. In a way, because Hee Haw, and rightfully so, said this is the corniest jokes in the world. That's what we're trying to do here. And I don't know that that's what they're trying to do. Need some better writers over there or something.
Well, I mean, I didn't know that they had writers. I thought they do just kind of write their own jokes.
You know, here's a subject that came up not too long ago. Well, I don't know that we've ever brought it up, but somebody brought it up to me. Apparently, there's a principal who, at the end of the morning announcements, says, love ya or love you or so. I've never actually heard it. But apparently, they say that at the end of the morning announcements. Now, I was told by some people who go to that particular school that they did not like that. They felt uncomfortable with it. What do you think?
I mean, you know, I don't know. I think it's... I think it's understandable to be uncomfortable by it, I guess, but I don't see a problem with it.
Well, no, you can say it.
Yeah, I mean...
But you also understand the uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
Why?
Well, because, I mean, I've definitely had, like, people... tell me that they love me before that I did not love, and then I'm like, well...
Well, I just think doing it over the PA is interesting.
Well, I mean, that's... I don't know. I think the fact that it's over the PA would make me feel less weird about it. It's not like there's just somebody saying, I love you to me. It's a PA announcement.
Well, no, I don't even think it's like that. From my understanding, it's just like, you know, read all the announcements and then at the end go, love you.
I think it's, you know, it's, I assume it's just to, like, show care. Something like
that. To all the students.
Yeah.
Okay.
Something like that.
I don't know. This person did not like it.
I mean, that's, you know, fair enough, I guess. But I don't think it's...
I guess it came off to them, my understanding, was a little insincere. That clearly we're not face-to-face. You know, you're saying this to a large group of people. And I don't know if it comes off phony. I don't know what that is.
Well, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the principal does love all the kids. I mean, I don't know. You got to like kids to be in education, I can tell you that much.
Well,
no, no, I guess maybe high schoolers are different. They're not really, like, kids.
Well, I think that's where this is. This is a high school.
Oh, no, high schoolers aren't kids. They're like, you know, young, I don't think young adults are the right term, but no, there's a term for it.
So you think this is good or bad, then, with high schoolers?
I mean, I don't really think it makes a difference. I mean, I think that, I mean, there are going to be people who feel uncomfortable by it, so, I mean, to that extent, it's bad, but I think that, I think it comes from a
Yeah, no, but I'm saying, do you think it helps anybody? You think somebody sitting there goes, yeah.
Probably not.
They care.
I mean, no. I mean, it's because, like, you don't really talk to the principal of your school. I mean, like, you talk to the teachers more than anything. So, I mean, I don't know. I don't think that I don't think so. I don't think it does anything, really.
I just found it fascinating that this person brought it up. Because obviously I didn't know what was going on, and it's not like it's some big whoop-de-doo. But I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. I mean, it's interesting. It surprises me that people feel uncomfortable by it, I guess.
Well, from a listener out there, I used to do the morning announcements when I was in high school, and I've accidentally said much worse over the PA system. A principal saying love you over the PA just sounds cute.
I mean, I don't see a problem with it. I just don't think it has a benefit, really.
I don't know. I was indifferent on it. I thought, well, if they do, they do. If they don't, they don't.
Yep. That's about how I feel. I mean, you know, it is what it is.
I just found it fascinating that somebody would bring it up. That, because I, like I said, I have not heard it. Doesn't bother me. But that somebody brought it up as being uncomfortable with it, I thought was interesting.
Did you ask them why?
Yeah. Said, just insincere. They don't know me. Blah, blah, blah.
I mean, no, I guess, yeah. Well, no, I think that teachers care about you to some extent. I mean, I don't know that, I mean, love's a bit of a strong word, but I think they.
Now, see, when I say it and don't mean it, you have a big problem with it. This guy, obviously saying it and doesn't mean it. You think he knows all them, loves all them? No. Oh, so now where are you on this?
Well, I mean,
it's... Be consistent.
See, the difference is you... See, like... it's a different context.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Same words.
It's the same words, different context.
What's the context?
You're not saying it over to a PR... To a PA system, to a school of kids that it's meaning, your job
the
to
meaning
keep
is
safe.
The same. The meaning is the same.
No.
He doesn't mean it.
Well, I think he means he cares about them.
Okay. That's what I meant.
Okay, then, I guess.
There you go.
There's no such thing as love, but it's more like there's no such thing as a definition for love. So, I mean, whatever definition you give it is what it means,
I guess.
At least
I had the intestinal fortitude to say that I didn't mean it.
Yeah, that's respectable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently it's not like, though, when you just say it and don't mean it.
Well, I mean, I don't know, I guess it depends on what your definition of love is. If you say somebody, if your definition of love is just caring about somebody, then I guess, you know.
That's what they want to hear.
But if it's a lie, then, like, you know, like.
Oh, lies, harsh.
If you're on the I don't know, I wouldn't be telling you I loved you if I didn't care more about you.
A lot
than
of people love
person.
People who don't ever say it anyway because they're kind of, you know, they're on the fence about it.
On the fence about what?
Using heavy words like that. They're just not comfortable.
Fair enough. Yeah.
So the door swings both ways.
I guess, but I don't know. It's not... No. I don't think it... I guess ultimately...
Let me tell you something. Most people are very insincere. Now, I hate to say that, but they are.
People should be more sincere.
Well, but they really don't mean what they say. You know, they say things like if they feel you're in a bad place, they'll say things, but they really don't mean it. When people say, you know, blah, 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 if you need me, if you need this, if you need that, they don't really mean that. If you'd call them, they wouldn't be there.
They might.
Oh, really?
I've definitely had some people.
There are certain people I would say yes, but the vast majority, probably not.
Probably not, but I guess I'm not asking people for help all that often.
No, no, you don't ask. They do it. Well, they bring it up.
Yeah, but I'm not.
All right, go ahead, caller. Well, we lost you. If that was you, call back. Maybe that's them. Go ahead, caller. Well, it looks like the phone is still ringing. If that's you, call back in. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. That was somebody.
Yeah.
You see. But I'm not sure what happened there. So if that was you, call back in. 740-383-9944. Okay, let's see here. From a listener. It'd be real creepy, though, if they were going to individual students and saying, I love you.
Yeah, that's different.
See? Well, there you go. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, when you talk about love, there's different types of love. You know, when you say, I love you, you know, it doesn't always mean you want to go to bed with them. You know, you can love your grandma and grandpa. You can love your parents. You know, you can love a friend, but that don't mean you want to go to bed with them. And then there's people that say they love you just to get you in the sack, and they don't mean it. You know anybody like that?
No, I never knew anybody like that.
Okay.
No, but what I'm saying is that I don't understand why when this principal says love you, when clearly he does not mean that sincerely to every student, and I tell you that I have told people that I love them, but I didn't mean it, what's the difference?
Well, you don't think...
Wait, what? I didn't catch all that. What was that?
You don't think the principal means it when he says he loves you?
No, he doesn't know all those people.
I am certain, as a matter of fact. I mean, now I'm sure that he would say otherwise, but I'm almost certain that when I went to River Valley, the principal, like, there were definitely kids that I was certain that the principal did not like.
Well, you're always going to have that.
Well,
you
can't say you love them.
There's going to be some you... It's just like you if you have six kids. There's going to be some you like better than others.
Oh, I agree 1,000%.
As a parent, you got to not show it.
No, 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 no. You see, you have a favorite.
Anybody
who tells you they don't have a favorite, lied.
Now, wait, from one of our listeners out there this morning, I do not love you, Scott. Well, see, right there, right off the bat, that's what you want to hear. But I do care about you, and if you needed me, I would be there for you. See? That's the truth. There you go.
Well, yeah, but, you know, that's how they said it. But, you know, somebody else might say they love you, but, you know, how do they... There's different types of you loving somebody. I love your company. Okay. You know, when you go to a ball game and you meet some fans there and you go to another ball game, and I just love sitting beside you. I mean, you automatically want to associate this love with, I want to be your partner in life. I want to, you know, there's different types of love. And I think the principal, when he said he loves his students, I'm sure he does in his way. But it doesn't mean he wants to marry every student.
No, I don't think he wants... I hope he doesn't want to marry any student, as a matter of fact.
Well, right.
Because he could be in trouble then.
Yeah, you know.
But what I'm saying is, if I say, I love the world. Now, I don't know the world, but I could say it.
You've never told a friend or anything that you love them, especially if they was a guy?
You know, not that I recall, honestly. No, I tell very few.
You don't tell your friends that you love them? Man.
Why not? When I was in the nursing home and came home, there was a guy that I hung around with about there. We watched sports and stuff. And, you know, when I was leaving, you know, he told me he loved me. Now, does that mean he wants to get out of this nursing home so we can get together? You know, when your grandma says she loves you,
I'm not saying that all love means you're in love with somebody. What I'm saying is, I think love...
But you think when people say it, they don't mean it, that they're...
No, I'm saying when I have said it, I don't mean it. But, and when this principal says this to, you know, hundreds of students, he probably hasn't met them all. So it how do you say you love somebody you haven't even met? I don't care what kind of love it is. That's a very insincere. I'm sorry.
I think a principal might be more familiar with people that are doing well in school and get, you know, in all the programs, you know, and stuff. He might know those students better than others, but I guarantee you, a principal...
He probably knows the bad ones more because they're in his office more often.
Yeah.
I bet he knows the underachievers more because they're in his office.
Well, that was me.
There you go. Now, if your principal looked at you across the table after you did something and said, listen, you're going to, detention, but I love you. Would you like that?
I got many detentions, but I tell you what, the principal...
Did he tell you he loved you?
He never told me he loved me.
Would you have liked that?
That if he told me he loved me?
Yeah.
Well,
now see, here we go.
I mean, I wouldn't really give it a thought. I wouldn't think he was telling me that because he wanted to, you know, get in the sack with me or anything.
But now what? Now, I hate to go to this level, but what if it's a male principal and a female student? And the male, on one-on-one, said, love you. Now, you think this couldn't be problematic down the road?
Oh, yeah, it could be problematic, but that doesn't mean the way he said it, didn't take him out of context.
Everybody's taken out of context these days. I'm just saying, people got to be, this is not 1995. I'm sorry, it's just a different world. And the things people say, you know, before teachers starting having affairs with students, that's not a big issue. But now that does happen. And I'm not saying that this person wants to do that, but I'm saying you've got to be conscious on some level of what you're saying.
When you're dealing with the public or dealing with people in general, you know, you got to be conscious of what you say because there's so many people that's going to take what you say out of context.
Exactly. I'm aware of that. So what do you make of... We haven't heard from you this week on the auditor resigning. What do you think about that?
I don't know. I don't really... I'm just wondering who they're going to get to do the job that's going to go in there and do it any better, or who wants to go in there and take that job.
Hey,
with all the stuff that's been going on with that auditor's office and with the mayor and the council people, who in the heck would want that job?
Would you want to work with the mayor?
Hell no.
Well, there you go, mayor. That's the citizen. Would you say you love the mayor?
No.
Okay.
I don't even know the mayor. I can say I love things he's done.
How about this?
Type of love.
Okay. Well, how about... I know somebody who cannot bring themselves really to tell people they love outside of their sphere. You know, their, like, immediate family group. Now, do you think that's some kind of illness?
Like, they have an aversion to saying it?
Well,
I think so. Like you said, your friend said it to you. But this person, I don't think, could do that. They can do it with their immediate group, but they can't do it outside of that.
I don't know how I think about that. I mean, maybe they don't associate love with anybody besides people that's related to them. I don't know, but I can love a cousin just as well as I can love a friend.
Now, can you tell someone of the opposite sex you love them if they're your friend and you're married?
Well, I've never been married.
Well, no, you wouldn't want to go that way because that gets you in a lot of trouble.
There we go. So there are situations here.
Well, of course.
But what if the person died and you really did love them and you didn't say it?
You know, you don't want to tell somebody in a text message you love them either, whether they're a girl or a guy, because your spouse or girlfriend or whatever is going to be diving into your phone to see.
Well, right there, that's inappropriate. Your relationship's on the rocks if that's happening.
Yep.
If somebody's rifling your phone, then you've already got problems.
If you gotta go through my phone, then you already don't trust me. And if you already don't trust me, then why are we even doing this?
Well, I guarantee you, they go through each other's phones more than what you think.
Well, and they might, but
then they do it sneakily.
Oh, I don't see. I think, look, if I found out somebody was going through my phone sneakily, I would have just given you my phone if you asked me, truth be told. Like, there's nothing on there I'm hiding. Like, what do you need to, like, steal my phone and go through it without my knowledge?
I wouldn't give my phone to somebody, but it's because I have very prominent contacts in there that I would not want somebody to take. That's more an invasion of their privacy. Because if I've got your email and you're a governor or a Hollywood celebrity or somebody whose number's not listed or email's not listed, I don't think that's right to turn that over to somebody. But you can look through all my messages.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
But that's why I wouldn't turn my phone over.
But that's just, you know, my opinion. I wanted to say,
well, I appreciate it.
There's different types of love, you know.
Well, keep.
And there's some people.
Do you love this show?
Sometimes.
Well, there you go. How about today?
Not all the time.
How about today?
Well, I've only listened to this hour.
Well, keep listening. Maybe we'll get to love by the time we're done today.
You know, so far I'm all right with what's going on.
Okay. Well, keep listening, and maybe we'll get to love.
Okay.
Take care. Bye-bye. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. I just think, on par, most people are a little insincere. Sorry.
With what?
Well, if you're in a jam or something bad happens, they say, you know, oh, here I am. But are they? I don't know. Maybe. You know, if they were, why not just show up? Show up.
Well, what do I need you to show up for? If I don't
well, it's like, okay, let's say you have something bad going on, okay? And I clearly know it's bad. Now, I'm going to tell you, if you need me, let me know.
Well, I mean,
I just show up.
Just because I have something bad going on doesn't mean I need help.
No, but I can come see that for myself if I really care. Okay, he's fine. Got it. I don't bother you. Say, listen, if you need me, let me know.
I don't think you should. Well, I don't know. I think if you're gonna sell, just don't tell somebody that if you need them to let you know if you're not gonna.
That's what they
up.
Do, though.
Yeah, but if you're not gonna go, if you're not gonna be there, then don't.
Well, maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. I'm just saying. If I'm concerned about you, I have to, like, put it on you in your time of concern? You know, I don't quite understand that. Like, if you're hit by a car, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I need to send you a message first and say, listen, I know you got hit by a car. If you need me, let me know. Before I come to the hospital to see you hit by a car?
Well,
no, you just go to the hospital and I say, oh, okay, let's see how bad it was.
See, but... That doesn't even make sense. Because, like, if I got hit by a car, what are you going to do for me? I need to go to the hospital.
Maybe you
and
need...
once I'm in the hospital...
No, you're already at the hospital.
Okay, well, then once I'm at the hospital, what do I need you for? I need the doctors. Are you a doctor?
I'm not going to fix your broken bones, but maybe you need moral support. Maybe you need...
Moral support?
Yes, you can't get out of the bed anymore. Every bone in your body's broken.
I've been there.
And you're bored.
Well, I haven't had every bone in my body broken, but I've definitely been bedridden before.
You're bored, and you need some help.
I don't know.
That's all I'm saying. And if I show up and you don't, okay, got it.
You'd be like, what you doing here?
Yeah. Well, good to see you. I'm glad it's not as bad as it looked, and, you know, I'll see you down the road.
Thanks for stopping by. Yeah. See you later.
But what, I got to put it on you to ask me?
Well, if I'm the one that needs help, yeah.
If I already think you need help, then why am I putting it on you, is my point.
Well, 'cause obviously
it's already crossed my mind clearly, or why am I sending the message?
Well, I don't need help. If I need help,
I'm saying,
I'm confused with,
if it crosses your mind,
okay,
that the person needs help,
mm-hmm,
my tact is I got to send them a message first saying, if you need me, let me know.
I mean, that's usually, if I think somebody needs help, I just ask them if they need help.
Do you think people are always going to tell you if they need help?
I promise you right now, if you tell me you don't need help, I'm not helping you.
Oh, well, then you can't read people. I know people all the time who need help who
well,
they're not going
to
tell you.
Honesty is the best policy. Don't lie to me.
Well, it's not honesty. They just don't want to be bothered half the time.
Well, then you obviously don't want help that bad.
I knew a lady years ago who was having a very bad time over Christmas. And it was very clear that she was having a bad time. It was one of those things. If you need help, I knew. So, because I knew and was aware that she was not going to ask for the help, I just showed up. And I said, you know, I didn't say I'm showing up to help you. I just said, hey, how you doing? You know, I know it's a holiday season. I just wanted to stop by and see how you were. Oh, okay. And you know what? We had a conversation, made her laugh. I think she was better off for it. And if she didn't need it, how did it hurt?
Didn't hurt.
Right. But she wasn't going to ask. What's she going to ask for? Half the time, they don't even know they need the help. I'm sure in her mind, what am I going to do? I'm going to come over and what? Put the tree up for her?
I guess. I mean,
sometimes you just have to do it.
Well, I don't know.
And a lot of times, the people are in trouble and they don't even know what help they need. They think, well, what's this person going to do for me? But then actually they show up, and it did help. I just don't understand why you have to be asked. Like, you have to be invited over to my help party.
No.
Please come help me.
Look, all I'm saying is, if I think you need help, I'm going to be like, do you need help? And if you say no, then I'm not helping.
Well, I would always say no.
All right, well, then.
Because I think it's very insincere to ask me for help.
Well, why?
Do I need your help? No. What are you going to do?
Well, then you're not going to get help.
Well, good, I guess.
Okay, then.
If that's all it was, if that's all we thought.
We're at the same conclusion.
So why do people send cards when something bad goes along?
What?
Can I send a card to you? No, they just do it.
Like a get well card?
Yeah.
Because it doesn't take any
effort. Well, no, they don't need that get well card. Forget it.
I don't need a get well card.
Right, but they do it.
But they did.
And does anybody ever look at a get well card and go, tear it up and throw it away?
No.
Why? They should. They didn't need it.
Because that sounds like spite.
Exactly. My point is, how can it hurt to check on somebody?
I mean, odds are, I mean, I'm not going to just message somebody and be like, hey, you need help.
No. I'm saying you know.
I would already be there.
Oh, Lord.
This
should not be this hard.
I would already be there.
740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. If it crosses your mind that somebody needs help enough to send a message, there's a good chance they might need it.
Well, I would, you know, then you should ask.
Well, if you have to be invited over for a help party, then you probably aren't my best friend anyway.
Like, they're definitely, like, if I were to ask you, you know, if you need help, and you needed help.
Some people are just dim bulbs, I guess is my point here. That's a dim bulb response.
What, too dumb to realize you
need
help?
Too dumb to, why did, you asked, but you can't show up?
Because they said they didn't need help.
Oh, get rid, people commit suicide. You think they're going to tell you they need help? Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, I just wanted to give you my condolences on your mother passing away.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
That's probably going to hurt you a lot because you was a mama's boy, right?
Well, I don't know necessarily about that, but
I'm just joking.
No, no, no.
But seriously, I wouldn't give you a... How old was your mom?
She was 68. She would have been 69 on February the 7th.
Oh, so she wasn't really that old, was she?
No, no. Well,
8 is not really old today.
No, no. But, you know, she had a good life and a happy life. And, you know, she was a good mom.
Was it expected or unexpected?
Unexpected.
Well,
unexpected, but you know, I do appreciate that, and I wasn't going to talk about it on the air, but I have gotten a lot of nice messages from people, and I certainly do appreciate that, and you know, it's very nice. She was a good mom. Like I said last night, I said you only get one mom, and there's never any other mother that I ever wanted, and of course I'll miss her. So you know, I mean, that's basically it.
Yeah, you know, normally your mother loves you in a way that, a lot different, you know, than the way, you know, she loves other things, you know. And, you know, there's mothers that, well, you know, that lose a son or daughter. And, you know, that can weigh, you know, weigh heavily on your mind.
Well, my mother was a fun lady, though. My mom had a good life. She was the valedictorian of her college class. I don't think she ever slowed down. And she was not a coddling mother. You know, my mother and I did not talk on the phone every day. We did not see, I didn't live with her. But I knew if I needed her, she'd be there. And I think that's why I was able to do a lot of the things I was able to do, is because she wasn't a coddling mother. You know, she made people independent. And since she departed, it's interesting to hear from family members, especially females, who have said they modeled their life on her. That I never knew this was a thing. That they modeled their life on her because she led her family as a woman. And that's a very nice thing to hear.
Yeah, very nice thing to hear.
Yeah. No, she was a good lady. I think people who met her knew she was a lot of fun, and I certainly appreciate the condolences.
Okay, well, I mean, if you need help...
oh, here we go! If you need help...
Something to come in up there or something. Pastor Whitaker coming in next hour?
No, no, Pastor Whitaker is actually at a function at his school today, so... he can't come in. So what? You got another hour of us, so get ready.
Well, I was going to do YouTube for a little bit, but since he ain't coming in, I might.
No, yeah, stick with us. Stick with us.
Later.
Okay. Now, from one of the listeners out here, I ask because I don't want to oppose or assume. Some people deal with things very differently, and I don't want to make it worse.
Yeah, I think that's valid.
Well, okay, fine, but I'm just saying a lot of people are not going to ask for your help. That's all I'm saying.
Well, I'm not expecting you to ask me for help. I'm asking you if you want my help. You had to turn down... I offered my help. You had to turn it down. There's a difference.
Right, but if you think I'm in peril, why are you asking?
Well, I asked because I think you were in peril.
You okay?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think that's...
You're no psychiatrist.
I mean, if I'm going to ask somebody if they need help, I assume they need help. I mean, otherwise I wouldn't have asked.
I may need help by the end of this hour, let me tell you. We're getting there. I may need help by the end of this morning, but I won't ask for it. Just send me a message asking me if I need it. God almighty.
Oh, I don't see what the problem is.
I don't need to, don't ask me.
So I'm supposed to show up and start doing stuff?
No, it's just like courtesy.
No, I mean, if I'm going to ask you if you need help, what am I going to do? You're going to say, yeah, I'm like, well, tough luck, I'm not doing it. No, if I'm going to ask you if you need help, I'm, you know, I'm, why would I not help you? If you said, yes, I need help.
I'm never going to say I need help.
Well, then you're never going to get help.
There you go. Then I guess I'll die helpless. All right, you're tuned into WGH Talk. Pastor Whitaker's off this week. He's at a school function, so we will continue this scintillating conversation on the other side of this short but very important break.
Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name...